Welcome back to the Inner Side Radio program. My name is Scooter, returning to the airwaves after a couple of weeks of Pacifica Radio's convention coverage. And I hope you all tuned in for that. I am fascinated by that level of rhetoric and manipulation. America will always be number one in public relations and advertising. Now, is it my imagination, or is this stuff getting worse? I mean, I don't remember all these stories about Grandpa, a shoeless war hero that immigrated from Bekistan in a canoe, and I was raised in a shack with a dirt floor at Harvard. Come on! You can't even satirize this stuff. It's so obvious. But we're going to keep on trying here because I learned about hard work from my father, who lost both his legs in a coal mine and had to work as a bicycle delivery boy in the Alps. And my Uncle Charlie, who was a welder in the Panzer Division before they hanged him for war crimes in Nuremberg. Enough of that. All right, before we start the show, I'm going to light some incense here for an ambiance of calming. America's pissed off again. More senseless violence in Libya this time. So I want everybody to take a deep breath. Close your eyes. Get in touch with your inner side. Spiritual peace. And serenity.
Kill myself! I'm gonna lie dead on the floor! Sonny of business! What I live and die for! I gotta hijack a plane! I won't do it for glory or fame! And when they catch me, they'll see I'm insane! Put you on a rag in the shade! I'll do it over again and again! I do it over again and again! I do it over again and again! I'm gonna kill a Marine. I wanna ruin his family. 40 gun in his head. One shot, then he's dead. Pull the trigger again and again. I pull the trigger again and again. Pull the trigger again and again. Pull the trigger one more time. I'm gonna kill myself! I wanna lie dead on the floor! Plenty of business! What I live and die for!
Oh, hardcore! I'm sure you all recognize that one. Blow Up the Embassy by the Fearless Iranians from Hell. It was a big hit over there in the Middle East. Just exploded off the charts. Tori Mercer sent me that this morning. Hi, Tori! Before that was Cyber Zen Sound Engine from their new CD, Cooperation, doing things to your nervous system. And we'll be right back.
BBC World Service.
This is Grant Freely for BBC News. An outrageous video produced by the notorious Terry Jones allegedly sparked the attack on the American embassy in Libya on Tuesday, Greenwich Mean Time. The BBC was able to locate the Terry Jones video on YouTube. Here is an excerpt.
What makes you think she's a witch?
Well, she turned me into a newt.
A newt?
I got better.
Burn her anyway!
That didn't sound very Muslim.
BBC World Service.
I'm Chirpy News Chick with an evergreen report from State Street, just outside this historic political event in the host city. I'm speaking with Random Voter. Random, you've been inside both the Democratic and Republican parties.
Oh, yeah. I started out at the Democratic Party tonight. Totally Democratic. First, we voted on what to drink, then where to buy it, and then was it union, and then we broke into committee. I got kind of thirsty, but, you know, we worked it out. We had a good time.
And you've been in the Republican Party.
Yeah. I just walked across State Street. It's over there where the other limousines are parked.
Is there a difference between the parties?
The Republicans agree on everything.
Is there a difference?
Booze everywhere. But, you know, you can't tell the Christians about the coke freaks in the bathroom.
Cocaine in the Republican Party?
I didn't say that. Nobody says that. It was the Wall Street guys. They were at the other party, too, but nobody talks about it.
Shh. We'll edit that out.
Okay, so, yeah, there's a big difference. Have you tried to dance to Republican Party music? Oh, somebody bring me a wheelchair.
Thank you, Random Voter. Man. I'm Chirpy News Chick outside
Event. The Republicans have the worst weed. They need to take California.
Thank you. And now we go to Stone White reporting from...
Let me tell you about why Republican parties are exciting.
Go ahead, Random.
Because they have really drunk chicks. And they're not on birth control, so maybe 3 weeks from now, surprise! It's like, you know, gambling.
Thank you, Random Voter. I'm Chirpy News like Chick with an evergreen...
Hold on, Chirpy. Are you doing anything? I got this thing
I'm
I got
Chirpy
from
News
the Democrat,
Chick
and
with
I got
an evergreen
this holy water
from
the Republican thing. I won't get pregnant.
Let me do this.
Where are you staying? Where are you staying tonight?
Thank you, Random Voter. I'm Chirpy News Chick with an evergreen Never Change report from the host city of this historic political event. Back to you, newsperson.
I am Stone White, and it wouldn't be convention coverage without speaking to one of the many working girls. I'm here with Random Hooker, convention specialist here in Charleston, fresh out of Tampa last week. Random, is there a difference between the parties?
These Democrats have a softer approach. No handcuffs, no condi boots, no leather. They show up on their knees. You don't have to train them. Some of them even bring their own candles. Can you believe that? They like to pretend that they're all about the women, which is really annoying. I'm about turnover, not foreplay. I didn't drive all this way to be pleased. I ain't got all night.
So you prefer Republicans?
Like I said, it's about turnover. From the time I put them in the nipple clamps to the changing the sheets, it's about 15 minutes.
And the Democrats?
They want to pretend like they care. I'm a professional.
Is there a difference between the parties?
The Republicans, they like hardware. The Democrats, they like software. Latex appliances, they like the Don Quixote. They like the double Wang Wang, the Weevil Knievel. And when I need them to compromise, I just strap on the Buzzy Buddha.
So no problems with software malfunctions, crashes, or...
When I brought out my M16, it was like 14 too many. He went screaming down the hall like a little girl. Good thing he left his pants and wallet in my room. The Democrats mean well, but they're not as weird. I don't have to bring any diapers, dress up like a boy or a gym teacher. It's a lot more relaxed. No whips, no chains. But bottom line, I made more money with the Republicans. They are the real job creators.
Well, there you have it. I'm Stone White with Random Hooker. And all the other prostitutes here at the Democratic National Convention who work hard for the money.
I'm Chirpy News Chick.
And I'm Stone White.
Reporting for MSDNC from the Democratic National Convention. We're having a great time.
There's lots of balloons.
It's very exciting.
Very colorful.
And signs. Did you hear Michelle last night? Oh, she was wonderful. And her dress, she's so beautiful.
Well, I missed it. I was with the Wall Street guys.
Oh, it sent a tingle up my leg.
We were doing that, too. You should have stopped by.
Oh, Stone, stop that. Let go of me. I think the next speaker's coming up. I wonder what she'll say.
I'm sure it'll be very inspirational.
What the hell?
What?
Scooter, what are you doing back there?
What?
That's not a convention sound bed. What are you...
I'm sorry. I think I mixed up...
Me the, that. You can't play war sounds in the middle of...
Those aren't war sounds.
Broadcast.
That was from Oakland, California.
Don't give me that. You can't play war sounds in the middle of a broadcast. I know what you're up to. Listen, you little piece of crap. This isn't that junk you used to play on Pacifica Radio. This is a professional broadcast.
Yeah, and you sound like you're narrating your children's birthday party.
I sound exactly like what I'm paid for.
I just thought some firearms would be appropriate for this party.
Shut up. Put the tracks back on and turn the mics up.
I didn't turn the mic up. Never mind. Okay. In 3, 2...
And I'm Chirpy News Chick with Stone White, enjoying every minute of the convention. We're anxiously awaiting the next speaker. There's a hush coming over the crowd. Oh, I'll wing your neck, you
No.
Oh, you're getting this joke.
No.
Go ahead.
No. Like a little Afghanistan child. Oh, yeah, you like it, don't you?
You're never working this town again. Do you know who you're messing with, you punk?
Come on, come on.
Make my day.
Come on, Mama. Make it like it hurt. Make it like it hurt.
Whip your face off.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
Let me out.
Scream for me.
Whip your face off.
Scream like you mean it.
Now you...
Hey, I got a rocket in my pocket.
You're a piece of steel.
You love it.
I'm Tony Hendro.
And I'm Jeff Chrysler.
And this is the final edition Radio Hour.
Sizzling satire with teeth.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Longing. Dream.
Faith.
Expectancy.
Promised land.
Castles in the air.
Hope. Correction.
Remodeling.
Development.
Transmutation.
Something made different.
Change. Onward.
Progressing.
Vanward.
Towards the front of the order.
Not backward.
Forward. Charming.
Handsome.
Sexy.
Alluring.
Great smile.
Obama.
The proceeding was paid for by thesaurus.com.
After having to cancel the first day of their convention due to a tropical storm, Republicans have formed a study group about recent extreme weather patterns, and it's believed that at long last, Republicans may get serious about global climate change. We take you to that meeting.
Mr. Committeeman, please start with your scientific analysis.
O Lord, how have we angered you? Is it that there are too many gay people? Have we not been tough enough on abortion? We know that in some way it is because we are not conservative enough.
It's because we have master murdered!
Mr. Chair, all this weeping and wailing is beside the point. We must apply scientific methods to this problem. And when we really look at this thing rationally and listen to some real climate experts, the answer is clear. Somebody here is a witch.
A witch!
You all witches, global warming is caused by witches!
Gentlemen, stop this! We must not turn against each other. Instead, let us calmly think about this. Pick just one person and blame everything on them.
It's Christine O'Donnell!
I like that. Let's pick her. All right. Former senatorial candidate Christine O'Donnell, you stand accused of being a witch. How do you plead?
I'm not a witch. I'm you.
Get out of my body, witch!
Then let the witch testing commence!
All right, Mrs. O'Donnell. If you don't mind, we're just gonna tie a large rock to your leg and throw you into a lake. If you float, then you're a witch. But you'll probably sink and die and be found innocent.
Well, that sounds fair.
Wasn't her. We need a new scientific approach.
It's the gays!
Somebody is a gay!
Hi, I'm Jeff Kreisler, and we're going to talk to invisible characters from the imagination of famous movie stars. First up, Harvey the Rabbit. This isn't going well so far. You can see what the problem is. Take it away, John Marshall.
What are we improvising again?
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Decommissioned auto plant robot shoots three computers.
Bill Baroni is bad. Bill Baroni doesn't want your school kids to learn. Bill Baroni drinks German beer and French kisses immoral cartoon sponges that live under the sea. Bill Baroni. Good for Islamic fundamentalism. Bad for New Jersey. Paid for by the committee to keep people ignorant.
I'm Stone White reporting from the Republican National Convention in sunny Tampa, Florida. With me is Thelma Cracktard, delegate from Wisconsin. Hello, Thelma.
Hello.
Thelma, tell our listeners, what are you doing here?
I'm here to represent the World Christ Church. I never thought I'd vote for a Mormon, but I'll take a Mormon over a Democrat.
So you're not happy with the president?
Obama works with the Madrasa. He wants to bankrupt our country's nation with Medicare and give our liberty. Just give it away to the United Nations. He risked the lives of Navy SEALs, and now the SEALs are leaking. He's not an American. Even if he was, Hawaii's not part of America. You know, have you ever been there? Obama is like all socialists and fascists and everything, and gays and abortion and birth control. And he's Iran is threatening the marriage, and they're stealing babies and the Mexican anchor babies. Oh, and the FEMA camps, they've got the death camps, they've got the trailers in people's yards, they've got trailers, and they're full of vaccines to poison our children, every child in the United States.
And you're hoping to bring
and
about...
And they're going to take away our guns and give them to the Palestinians. And they fly those planes above my house with their chemtrails. And their radar beams can see right inside our house. And those radar beams are unconstitutional because the Founding Fathers and the Bible And that's why, I mean, he's just got to go, because we don't need another 4 years with a Democrat in the
White
House.
We've been speaking with Thelma Cracktard at the Republican.
Oh, hold on, hold on. Look, wait. Oh, I have these pamphlets here from the Wisconsin Patriots about welfare in Chicago, and that's Obama's plan.
Thank you, Thelma.
Wait. I haven't even told you about how the government is using aborted fetuses for mind control experiments.
And we'll get back to you on that.
Hold on. Come back here. Do you know how high our national debt is?
And back to our live coverage.
Come back here.
Hello?
You better practice your Chinese, mister.
Help me out on this.
Come back here, you piece of shit.
Now I'll take you back to our live coverage. I'm Stone White.
It's time for Breaking Heads.
Suicide Bomber School cancels homecoming for 10th straight year.
Mitt drops to second as most popular name for baseball glove behind glove.
GOP vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan's plan to do away with Medicare and the voucher program he proposes to replace it with have been widely ridiculed by medical and satirical professionals. He's under pressure to explain just how seniors will receive adequate health care in a Romney-Ryan administration. The dynamic young congressman has the answer in an exclusive interview with the Final Edition's William Strong and Marilyn Null.
Congressman, what is your dramatic new proposal for replacing Medicare?
I believe, as a devout Catholic, that health, like all our rights, comes from God.
Wait, wait. You're saying health care is a right? Isn't that European socialism?
I said health, not health care. And health, like all our rights, wealth, for instance, has to be earned.
How do you earn health?
Prayer, fasting, good works.
Good works?
Making the maximum profit on business transactions, enforcing just retribution against those who deprive the unborn of life, like you do.
But in practice, how will you keep seniors alive?
We propose to abolish Medicare entirely. And those stupid vouchers, which were just to fool seniors into thinking they could get cash back from Social Security, can't believe they let me get away with that.
Okay, but what's going to replace Medicare?
A faith-based system of healing and treatment called MediPrayer. For centuries, churches like my own Catholics, Southern Baptists, Evangelicals, Pentecostals have survived just fine on a reliable system of miraculous cures and medical treatment based on fervent prayer. We need to get back to that truly conservative simplicity.
You expect miracles to work in the 21st century?
How has the Catholic Church survived 2,000 years? Why are the Southern Baptists bigger than ever?
Because they eat at a Chick-fil-A.
MediPrayer providers will bring miraculous healing into the 21st century. They'll work with approved medical professionals to make sure every MediPrayer includes the exact nature and location of a patient's medical condition so that the attention of God or the appropriate saint can be focused with laser-like precision on a cure.
Give us an example.
Absolutely. Let me introduce Dr. Phil Faustus, Professor Emeritus of Faith-Based Oncology at Bob Jones University. Dr. Faustus, heal your patient.
Oh Lord, shower thy faithful patient Tabitha McGee, age 64 of Tallahassee, diagnosed with inoperable stage 4 esophageal cancer, in the supremo chemo of thy mercy. Shrink to nothing the 2.4 centimeter malignant tumor in the C3 vector of her squamous tissue with the blazing light of thy divine radiation. Amen!
That cured an inoperable stage 4 malignant tumor?
I'm cured! Praise Jesus! That old demon's flying right out of my windpipe!
See? According to accredited, non-indicted GOP medical consultants, MediPrayer cure rates will be competitive with or better than those now achieved by wasteful and inefficient Medicare providers, and at a tiny fraction of the cost. Except for Tabitha's copay.
Put the bills in the bucket, honey.
There's exciting research into other similar areas. The efficacy of snake handling in curing Parkinson's. Of drinking strychnine in halting Alzheimer's.
A Parkinson's victim handling snakes?
Why not? Alzheimer's patients drink deadly poisons all the time. Let's spin this positively, okay? Say MetaPrayer comes up with some miraculous cures. What about prevention?
Holy pictures and medals, pilgrimages to shrines like Lourdes, Salt Lake City, Graceland, miraculous statues.
Miraculous statues.
Sure, a statue of my fellow Catholic speaker Boehner in Cincinnati City Hall weeps blood every Friday night.
I think that's Merlot.
MetaPrayer's most popular preventative protocol? Those lovely images of the Virgin that appear in cornflakes, rust stains, shower curtains, and used diapers.
Jesus, this is beginning to sound like ruthless exploitation of the gullibility of the poor and aged.
Hey, I saw an image of the Virgin just yesterday in the 2012 fourth quarter receivables liabilities curve of Koch Industries. Know what? My reflux problem cleared up like that.
Wow, really? I mean, I get terrible reflux. It's...
That's no miracle, Congressman. You're a young, extremely wealthy man who can afford to stay in shape.
You know why I glow with health, Null? Because my heart is pure. And since you brought up Jesus, let me say, MetaPrayer draws its awesome power from the example of our Savior Jesus Christ and his awesome miracles.
Okay, I'm beginning to get into this. This kind of healthcare could be kind of, like, mind-blowing.
As I recall, Jesus didn't charge a penny for curing the sick and the lame.
We don't know that. When Christ returns, I'm sure he'll charge a competitive fee for any miraculous healing.
Why would he?
Because he is an American.
Jesus is an American?
Yes, indeedy. According to our next co-president, my good buddy Mitt, Jesus came to America long ago. It says so right in the Book of Mormon. Jesus is an American.
Cool. Now, I can like Mormonism, finally. Thank you, Congressman. This has been a real honor.
Thank you, Strong, and you, Null. May God forgive your vile and sinful disbelief. Allow me the final word here. My fellow Americans, we are a Christian nation. When you get right down to it, faithful Christians don't really need that much medical care, do we? Why would we, when this life is just preparing for the next? I urge you all to get on the fast track to heaven by repealing Obamacare now!
The Final Edition Radio Hour was performed by Darby Worley, Antoot Shell, John Marshall, Kevin Janis, and Jeff Chrysler. It was written by Barry Lank, John Marshall, Paul Seaburn, Mike Richardson-Bryan, Greg Russ, The Times Knot, Jeff Chrysler, and Tony Hendra. Interview with a Teabagger, written by Scooter of KPFT in Houston, and performed by Scooter and Stacy Davis. Be sure to visit thefinaledition.com often for more sizzling satire. The Final Edition Radio Hour was produced by Jeff Chrysler and Tony Hendra and edited and engineered by Greg Russ.
You've been listening to The Inner Side from Pacifica Radio in Houston. The BBC report on Terry Jones was Mark Mabowie and Scooter. Random Hooker, Chirpy Gets Bombed, and Random Voter were written and performed by yours truly and Stacy Davis. This and all previous Inner Side radio programs are archived on the interwebs. Simply point the Google spyware at The Inner Side. And check out our new podcast with Joe Dixon, Sean Ewell, and myself, Skeptiles, that's S-K-E-P-T-I-L-E-S, at skeptiles.com. Skeptiles is also available on Stitcher and iTunes. My name is Scooter, and I'll see y'all next week.
Down with disease, 3 weeks in my bed, trying to stop these demons that keep...